Vinnie Morris had agreed to meet Jesse at the Oakwood Lanes, a bowling alley located in Dedham. They sat at a table near the bar in the back, overlooking the alleys. It was late afternoon, and the place was half empty. The familiar sound of 16-pound spheres of lucite speeding down highly polished wooden lanes and then slamming into 3-pound, 6-ounce maple wood 10-pins was familiar and welcome. They each nursed a Coors draft. "You ever bowl anymore?" Jesse said.
"Not since high school."
"Me either. I'm occasionally tempted, though."
"But you don't succumb?"
"No."
"Me too. I wonder why."
"Seems irrelevant."
"You ever play pool?"
"Not anymore."
"Me neither," Jesse said.
"Also seems irrelevant."
"The games of our youth."
"Irrelevant," Vinnie said.
"Did you ask me here so that we could mourn the past, or was there something specific you had in mind?"
Jesse sighed.
Then he said, "Can you please give me the straight scoop as to what exactly is going on?"
"How about you tell me what you think is going on, and I'll either confirm or deny it."
Jesse took a sip of his Coors.
"Thomas versus Nellie," Jesse said. "World War III?"
"Nowhere near," Vinnie said.
Jesse looked at him.
"The smart money is on Nellie," Vinnie said. "Kid's a player. He's got Thomas on the ropes. It's only a matter of time."
"Before?"
"We live in an insular universe, Jesse. The right hand always knows what the left hand is doing. This so-called turf war is already over. Thomas just doesn't know it yet."
"When?"
"When will he know it?"
"Yes."
"Soon enough."
"And then?"
"Welcome to the 21st century."
"Gino?"
"Always works in mysterious ways."
"He's behind this?"
Vinnie didn't say anything.
"What do you advise?"
"Buy Google," Vinnie said.
He briefly placed his hand on Jesse's shoulder as he left.